Belief has nothing to do with anything useful. It's for children. It's not for adults. It's quite a mistake to assert the importance of belief because there's no responsibility. You're still, in fact, it creates dependency on someone else to be in charge of what the belief entails. So what the adult thing to do is not to believe in something, but to own it, to be responsible, to hold oneself responsible for it, regardless of whether or not you know what it is you're holding yourself responsible for. Because only when we own it, own the responsibility for the thing in question, do we seek an understanding in order to control it. Because if we're going to hold ourselves responsible, it would be nice to control the outcome. And only when we own it do we take the trouble to understand it on its terms and on no one else's terms but on our own, so that we can manage it from our own self. I mean, not merely from our own perspective. You know, perspective or understanding is just a tool, but it's because we're owning it, we have to reference control to ourself. So the understanding has to be in our own terms, not in somebody else's terms. Terms that we can appreciate and go, oh yeah, I get it. So, you know, belief is really trumped up. It made to be more significant than it actually is. It's ownership. It's taking responsibility. And it seems cruel and unjust and not fair and not even reasonable to take ownership about something that, you know, why take ownership about something you don't understand or may not be relevant, yada yada. Well, it's how growth happens, and evolution is to take responsibility for something that you don't have responsibility for because it'll challenge you and you'll grow. But you can't grow if you don't do something different. And if you keep doing the same thing all the time, then growth never happens. So how do you change that? How do you grow? Is by taking responsibility for something new that you've never taken responsibility for before. And owning it is taking responsibility. So that's the way I approach things. And only as a consequence of owning it and wanting to understand it do I have a belief that it exists. But only as a consequence, but I create that reality. See, we literally can create any reality we want to. And belief is really a consequence of owning it and pursuing an understanding at the same time. It's not a cause, it's an effect. And that's why it's not very substantial. And that's why we make a mistake by putting too much emphasis on it, because it won't get you anywhere. It won't get you nowhere. Well, that's a double negative. It won't get you anywhere. Whatever.